Every Little Thing, that is the name of Carly Pearce's debut album, which is available now. I am so excited to be sitting here talking to her about this album, and we have actually come up to the title track. I think everybody is familiar with this song. I know one thing that I hear from every single country artist is the need to be honest and authentic and to write your own truth in your songs. And I remember talking to you about this song early on, and when it first kind of got discovered by a radio person, in some ways you were thinking, whoa, that's too personal. I can't put that out on the radio. But I'm wondering, is this song sort of maybe what brought home that understanding of, okay, this is what my album needs to be filled with, songs that maybe are vulnerable and honest and just speaking my truth?
For sure. I think that I've always known the type of artist that I wanted to be, but it's hard to execute it, and it's hard to really find the co-writers and the musicians and the producer that can kind of mesh it all together and, mm-hmm. and bring out what your heart and your mind is trying to convey. And when this song happened, I certainly didn't think that it was going to be my debut single, let alone even something that people would hear until way into my career, almost how The House That Built Me was for Miranda.
Right.
I kind of felt like I needed a couple albums before people would artistically get this.
Right.
But it was so, of all of the songs that I had written up until that point, was the song that I loved the most and was like, man, that's me. And I think that as we started to see what Every Little Thing was doing, and as we were putting together the songs for the album, it allowed us to be a lot more broad in our in our selection. And, you know, Busby and I, again, had been writing for 3 years, and you'll find a lot of the songs on there are he and I co-writes just because he got me. He finally, out of everybody in town, he really understood my vision. Mm. And it was really exciting and inspiring that something that was so true was what kind of snowballed everything else to happen. So I wanted to make sure, as a songwriter and as an artist, and just as the production of the record was coming to be, that it was as unique and vulnerable and true to me as that song, even the songs that I didn't write.
Right. Well, and I was going to ask you, I mean, it's one thing to find the courage to open up in the writer's room and be willing to lay your truth out there so that you can write such an honest song. But then it's another to take that vulnerability a step further and put this song on an album, and yet still further to stand up on a stage in front of thousands of people to bare your soul up there. Mm-hmm. Is that, I guess, for lack of a better term, that path of vulnerability, is it ever difficult, or do you ever find yourself maybe like holding back for a minute and then realizing like, okay, I've just got to put it out there? And because I would be terrified to be that vulnerable and open.
It's interesting now because I feel like just everybody, whether it's in radio or in the industry or fans, they know everything about this relationship except for his name.
Right,
so it's an interesting, that's about the only thing I've been able to keep kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there are moments where it does feel kind of crazy that I'm bearing something that's so private and supposed to be such like a personal thing. But I think through all of the stories that I've heard of people just connecting to it, whether they've lost someone to something much greater than a heartbreak or anything like that, it's just made me go, okay, it's okay. It may be uncomfortable for me at times, mm-hmm. just to really realize what I'm doing, because
right.
I did live it, but people are connecting to it and it might be able to help somebody through it.
Now, have you written any songs where you're like, whoa, that is just a little bit too out there? Maybe not going to put this one out on a record.
I have some that are really, really personal that I think my publisher and Busby would tell you are almost too desperate to be. They're like, no, that's not you. That's not you. I'm like, all right, fine. But I mean, Every Little Thing is about as raw and real as
yeah.
it can get.